Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the 7-10 split, the worst year, and food on a stick. It's all coming up right after this.
Attention, ladies. Have you had an affair with Tiger Woods? If you or anyone you know has had sex with Tiger Woods, please call our law firm at 1-800-IN-THE-HOLE. Hi, I'm Jerry Phelan with the law firm Findem, Phelan, Putem, and Forgetem. We specialize in celebrity infidelity cases, and we'd like to talk to you before you go talk to the tabloid press. Through a special arrangement with our client, Mr. Woods, we have been authorized to compensate you for stress and suffering during these trying times. Did Mr. Woods ever offer to let you play his front nine? Did he ever refer to your breasts as the big majors he enjoyed playing the most? When he referred to playing from the ladies' tees, was he really talking about where he placed his balls? If Tiger Woods has ever played your first or second hole, please call us. Your conversation will be totally confidential. And just like Mr. Woods, you may be paid a huge appearance fee. So, remember, why settle for a 5- or 6-figure paycheck from the National Enquirer when we'll give you 7 figures just to keep your big stupid trap shut? Come on, don't let the tabloid screw you out of the big bucks you could be screwing out of Tiger for screwing him.
Yeah.
Call us today and let us get you the compensation you deserve. Callers may be eligible to win a 2010 four-door Buick Lucerne. Contest void in Rhode Island. But you know what? If you live in Rhode Island, you could just drive on over to New Hampshire and call us from there. Who's going to know?
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick McGee, you okay over there? What's the matter?
I have a letter, but you're going to have to set up the entire morning for me to read it, so I'm debating whether I should even read it.
What's the topic?
Bowling.
Well, of course.
Well, we had a story earlier about
one of the great stories of the morning. This will probably be the lead story on all the major news networks tonight.
Sure.
A 19-year-old Anthony Neuer made PBA history when he got the 7-10 split while bowling. It's the first televised 7-10 split in 30 years on a national broadcast of the Professional Bowlers Tour.
Just awesome.
Bravo. We do have the audio. Do you want to hear the audio?
Please.
The announcer, this is fantastic.
Yeah. Come on, kid, do it. Goodness, the ginger assassin just dropped a 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet. Oh, man.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Oh, that's the wrong
Joshua.
Yes.
Says, dear dummies, I play Wii Bowling every week with my family. 7-10 split is way easier than they say.
Oh, well,
from an expert.
Oh, really?
Of course.
Does he play real bowling?
He really bowls on Wii.
Which I heard that's harder than real bowling. So
it's
sounds like
so fun, though.
It is fun.
Is it fun?
Yes.
Wii bowling's a blast.
And it's a lot more physical than you think.
Yeah, your
Josh?
Arm can get swollen.
So this is the video game. I thought it was just having grammar issues.
No.
Weeby bowling, okay.
Oh, no.
We bowling, we drinking, we having fun.
It's amazing how that one little, it just makes it a whole lot darker. Just weird.
Christy Lee is behind the glass in the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom. What's happening?
Well, you think 2020 was a bad year. According to experts, the year 536, that's 536, was very, very bad.
I have no doubt.
I don't think a lot of us made it through 536.
Across much of Eastern Europe and throughout Asia, spring turned into summer and fall gave way to winter without a day of sunshine. Like a blackout curtain over the sun, millions of people across the world's most populated countries squinted through dim conditions, breathing in chokingly thick air and losing nearly every crop they were relying on.
How's everybody tonight? Anybody here from 536?
Harvest.
See, I told you. Nobody.
Is this BC
survived.
Or AD?
This, it just says 536.
AD.
Which now stands for what?
Ad Dominus.
Dominium.
Didn't they change it?
Yeah, they did change it.
Now it's BCE, before the Common Era, and then there's another one that I forget what that is.
This was a harsh reality for the millions of people that lived through that literally dark time.
It used to be after the death. You know.
BCE?
Are you having fun over there?
He sure was, and he looked right at you. He really just gave it to you.
Jackass.
I don't know. His own son.
Why does everyone think I'm this PC guy? It doesn't make any sense.
No, this is exactly what he wanted.
Give him the business.
So I'm sorry.
Some historians have declared that was the worst year ever to be alive.
Because the sun literally never came out for a year.
Nope.
I don't understand.
Everybody died.
But 2020 was second, right?
Yeah.
No. Probably 1919. Second was 65.
Oh.
What happened at 65?
In primetime, both Petticoat Junction and Green Acres were on television alleged to be comedies.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
Green Acres is one of the greatest comedies.
I loved Green Acres.
I didn't know that Petticoat Junction was supposed to be a comedy.
Yeah.
That is the worst show. That everyone
didn't like girls taking a bath in the water tower, apparently.
Well, that was the best thing about that show, and they never actually showed it. Okay, well, so what was it? 536. So be happy. You think 2020 was rough? That was even worse.
The remains of a 160-million-year-old winged reptile species has shown evidence of the oldest opposable thumb.
Really?
An international team of researchers scanned the fossil of Jurassic period species, nicknamed the
Hitchhiker.
Monkodactyle.
Monkodactyle?
Yes.
I know. I think Chick nailed it. It should be called rather the Hitchhiker.
Found that it had been preserved with an opposed thumb on both hands.
So wait a second. So instead of pterodactyl, it's the monkey dactyl?
Monkey dactyl.
That's cool.
Researchers suggested the thumb could have been used for grasping, which was likely an adaptation for living in the trees. They noted the creature marks the earliest record of a true opposable thumb in Earth's history. If you'd like to find out more, you can read it in the current journal, Current Biology.
I'll bring mine in.
All right.
Go to your local library. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's got to be great for the scientists to discover that. Now, they're thumb buddy. In the world of science.
Somebody.
Instead of somebody, thumb buddy.
That joke hurt.
Yeah, it did hurt.
Yeah, sure does.
I will pay you $500 right now for a live monkey dactyl.
Well, that was the first flying animal with an opposable thumb.
Yeah,
the first mammal with an opposable thumb, the... Siskel and Ebertosaurus. Not really a mammal, actually, but a...
Silliness.
Those Latin names can be very long.
Yes. Siskel and Ebertosaurus.
Did it sound more economical in your head?
you're forgetting, of course, the thumbs on the ancient Josh Dactyl, the first mammal to spend most of its time with its thumb up its ass. Christy Lee is at the news desk. What have we missed?
White Castle celebrating its 100th birthday. They made it to 100, not like Prince Philip. They're going to have special treats.
In your face, Prince Philip, out of nowhere.
Get him.
Kick a man while he's down.
Wow.
I love Prince Philip. I was just kidding.
You do?
Yes, I did. I thought he was a very stoic man. He supported his wife all those years.
So handsome.
Yeah, he wasn't so
hot. He looked good on The Crown. Oh, that's an actor.
That's largely fiction, you know.
I know, Tom, okay, but can I enjoy one thing in life?
Of course. Apparently not.
Starting on April 18th, patrons will be able to get birthday cake on a stick.
Birthday cake on a stick at White Castle?
It'll feature a vanilla cake base with white frosting topped with blue, white, and orange sprinkles.
I'm in.
In 1927, Billy Ingram, the founder of White Castle and great-grandfather of the current generation at the helm, invented restaurant carryout by offering a bag of sliders that could be purchased specifically to take home. Alongside that invention came one of the industry's most recognized taglines, buy 'em by the sack.
Wow. Is there anything healthy that's ever appeared on a stick?
Corn dogs.
A veggie kebab, perhaps?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Chicken satay.
Yeah, with the with the veggie kebab, what you do is you walk over to the nearest bench, slide the kebab like this while the vegetables fall off.
Oh, I love roasted
shove it in your eye.
You're a monster. He's anti-vegetable now. Taking an anti-vegetable.
No, I'm just saying.
Sure is.
Generally, things that come on a stick tend to be relatively
delicious.
Unhealthy. I mean, oh, a candied apple.
Sure, yeah, corn dog. Yeah.
Yeah. I love food.
Bananas on a stick?
Yeah, you get those at the fair, but they're dipped in chocolate.
Yeah,
usually
again, not
frozen.
Very healthy.
Bananas on a stick. Okay.
Bananas are a stick.
Yeah. Then I've seen those lollipops at bachelorette parties.
The wiener ones? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The straws with the wiener.
Shaped like dogs.
The old circumcised Tootsie Pop.
Oh, my goodness.
Suck on that straw.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Oh, I've been corrected here.
Really?
We were talking about a flying reptile with opposable thumbs that's recently been discovered. Dead, of course. Lonnie says, actually, Josh, the first mammal with opposable thumbs was not the Siskel and Ebertosaurus.
No?
But the Fonziosaurus.
Oh.
I stand corrected.
That's pretty
My
good.
Bad.
Give that joke an A.
A. Yeah. Okay, well.
Okay, well.
Now, Christy, have we missed anything?
Christy, have we missed anything?
He couldn't wait for you to stop talking. He couldn't wait.
A new Wyoming law will allow you to salvage roadkill to eat.
Yeah.
Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon signed a bill into law that creates rules governing the harvest of roadkill carcasses.
Get that meat off the grill and put it on the grill.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you want to kebab it, but there are some restrictions. Here they go. The whole carcass needs to be removed, which means it will not be legal to take only one part of the animal.
Oh. I just can't take a loin?
Nope.
What kind of world is this?
Species.
That would be a wasteful world.
Species such as bighorn sheep, bears, and wolves will not allowed to be harvested.
Okay.
Authorities are considering a prohibition of salvaging carcasses hit on interstate highways and perhaps also rules that will require animals to be collected only during daylight hours.
Now, do you have to hit it? Or can you just, if you see a deer on the side of the road, can you grab it?
You don't know how long it's been laying there.
Well, that's what I'm asking. What's the law? Is it?
It doesn't say that.
Is there any sort of guidelines for when it becomes hitting it and chasing it?
You're right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Anything there?
I like it fresh, so I like to hit it myself. I call it, I don't cook it, though. I eat it raw. I call it steak, tire, tire.
Steak, tire, tire. You can't allow this to happen
anymore. Oh, my God.
When you're raw, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been eating it raw, you see.
Yes.
Of course, it's going to be a little rough when you bite down and, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, that's a piece of tail light. Okay. You ever eaten pheasant or duck and you get a piece of shot in it?
I know that's a thing, but I've never done that.
Have you?
Yes, and boy, I'll tell you what, your teeth go, hey! you cannot get that to crush. That's kind of creepy, though, don't you think?
I didn't know that it was against the law. I thought you could do that.
I think it's legal in a handful of states to eat roadkill.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's very much legal in California.
It just helps it to get cleared up.
Oh, do you have a song about this, Pat?
On a jammed LA freeway, dead squirrels everywhere, warm smell of exhaust pipes rising up through the air. Up ahead by the exit, frozen in the headlights, could be a deer, could be a bear, someone's dinner tonight. We're eating roadkill in California. Daddy brings home the meat that he scraped off the street. Grilling up roadkill here in California. It's a lovely day for salmonella pate.
Oh, thank you
Stab
very much.
Stab it with their nice, steely knives.
A yeah. Nice treat.
They just can't kill the beast. Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom. They were teasing Steely Dan with that.
Love
one.
Skinnerd.
What? A dear dumbass. I heard that dumbass Josh confuse Skinnerd and Hatchet.
Eagles.
Wow.
Now you're gonna get the email.
Now if you hit a person, you're not allowed to eat that, right?
Yeah. Well, it depends. I don't know. It's a legal gray area now.
Oh, okay.
That's a great joke.
You just
I
have
do.
To take the whole body. You can eat part.
We're having
of it.
Chicken fingers.
It's more of a taste, really, than eating.
Jake, what's the hardest part about eating a dead person?
And getting his legs apart. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That really does.
That is vile.
That wasn't my fault. I have to answer when he's right, yeah. Like that.
I mean, I gave him shaving a haircut. He had nothing. No choice but the two bits.
Contractual obligation.
Yeah. A recent study found grizzly bears prefer walking on a gentle slope at a leisurely pace.
I really like that better.
No,
I don't like eating grizzly bears.
Why not?
Too much grizzle.
Okay.
Researchers. That's why they call them grizzly bears.
It's like a ribeye. Oh,
tough. They're grizzly.
That would have been a highlight on some of the other shows.
Researchers at Washington State University's Bear Research Center trained 9 captive bears to walk on a treadmill.
To walk on a treadmill? I've got to see this.
How do they? And I don't care why they had them walking. I want to know the guy who told them to get up there and walk.
Well, it's not really about weight loss. I'm looking for a healthy lifestyle, really.
And measured the bear's health while at different speeds and inclines.
Trying to get my heart rate up.
The bears in study appeared to prefer a speed of about 2.5 miles per hour.
That's best.
With a 10% incline up or down, much like humans.
It's like a stress test.
They've got pictures. It's a gigantic treadmill with a bear that is the size of a bus walking on it.
Gordon Stenhouse, explained that one of the reasons why people encounter bears while hiking is because the animals prefer the same trails humans use and apparently at the same speed.
No kidding.
Yes.
Well, duh.
Plus,
picnic basket.
You think the bears are going to love running uphill?
No, who would likes that?
Well, unless there's a nice, tasty human at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
This picture is hilarious.
Now, are they on all fours?
Oh, yeah, and yes, but it's a fair question.
They are on all fours.
And the treadmill is surrounded by plexiglass.
Oh, okay.
So the bears can't really go sideways.
Oh, they're wearing masks?
So the bears can't kill them.
Is using trained bears fair in the world of science?
What do you mean fair?
They're still bears. I get what you're saying. Well, are you really going to get accurate wild bear info?
This guy is smiling as the bear's walking on the treadmill, though. That's funny.
Do you have the picture? Do you have the picture in the bottom?
I have the video of the bear just running on the treadmill.
Well, do you know the still shot of it? Looks like a bear running into the woods with a case of Charmin under his arm.
No, I don't have that. Sorry.
Apparently, he's going to prove another scientific.
Oh no!
Oh, here we go.
In this video, the bear using the bench press didn't wipe it off after he was done.
What an animal!
Inconsiderate.
Come on.
You can get voted out of the club.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so the conclusion is grizzly bears prefer walking on gentle slopes at a leisurely pace.
Yeah. Duh.
You know, so did Happy Humphrey, but that doesn't prove anything.
What?
Happy Humphrey.
Happy Humphrey was famous. Fat, the world's fat. Most famous fat man there fat, for a
the
while.
The world's most famous fat man.
Oh, yeah.
No one's heard of.
In the 50s.
Happy Humphrey.
In the 50s.
That, back in the day, freak shows used to just be, and here's a very fat man. What a freak.
And the crowd went, ooh. <He's yeah. a laughs>
We're trying to help the poor guy. Or,
so fat. I'm so fat. I am the fattest. I am fat.
Just go ahead and play.
Nobody's fatter than me. Nobody's fatter than me.
No apology, no nothing.
Take them panties off and put the salami on.
Put the salami.
Take them panties off and put the salami on.
The man is a master of the lyrics.
Rod McEwen.
Yes. Thank you very much. I don't know. I guess there's a scientific justification, but when you're using trained bears, it just seems to me, I don't know, somewhat fraudulent.
Happy
Sorry.
Humphrey.
Well, try to get a wild bear on a treadmill.
An American.
You raise a good point, Crystal.
American professional wrestler.
Yeah.
He was also called Squasher Humphrey. He was born in 1926.
Oh, he was fat.
6 feet one, 802 pounds.
Wow.
And then it says, how did Happy Humphrey die?
They called him Heart Attack Humphrey.
He died of a heart attack.
Oh, really?
How old did he make it? How long?
Look at this guy.
Probably not.
67.
I'm not laughing.
That's amazing.
So much as his
800 pounds, he made it to 67.
His clothing choices.
63. I'm sorry, 63.
I like the polka dotted pants. That's a good look if you're 800 pounds.
Those aren't polka dots. They're red pants with powdered sugar.
That's pancake batter.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.